Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago?
Welcome to Final Keys. This is Ricky.
This is James Leroy.
This is Waylon.
Today is July 5th, 2012.
Episode 428, and we've already discussed...
428.5.
Right. That'd be 427.5.
Yeah, we should do a decimal. I don't like odd numbers.
No. Not because of that. See, listeners.
Listeners.
Here's what happened.
We fucked it up.
No.
Ricky's mic was on mute, and we had a really good 7 minutes going.
It was like the best 7 minutes you would have ever heard in your life.
And now you don't hear it ever.
Too bad. You could, but it would be a one-sided conversation between me and Ricky.
Oh, and this is a da-da-da-da? Yeah?
Yeah? Oh.
Oh, yeah. What you said, Ricky.
But what did he say?
And then the listener like, no!
But you also missed out at the beginning of the show. Ricky's freaking out that
we did something.
There's
Bradley
something
James
going
and I
on.
Did something that's messed with the numbers.
I'm not
and
into it.
He's not into the mutiny.
It's apparently going to be the second show without me on it. Or
no,
and
it's
a recording.
Be. It's
or
actually
something.
The first show.
No, not
it's actually
with us.
It's neither
with us.
Yeah, we're still doing two shows tonight with the three of us.
Fuck.
And we're ending
I'm
on
hungry,
a,
y'all.
And we're ending on an odd number.
No.
Yeah.
Then next time we'll have to do three shows.
Mm. Oh,
or
bad.
One show.
Too bad.
Yeah, or one.
Let's go
TV
one. Too bad.
All right, so you guys, this is take two.
Take two.
Take two. Wait. Take two.
What are we doing?
It's the board thing.
But it's two.
You're all
yeah,
so
but
special.
When they're doing movies and they say take 38, they don't go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yes, they do.
All right, so you guys, all right, I guess we'll just get started again. We're bitching about the weather because it's fucking hot as hell.
Shit. And I had
like,
half sweat.
You guys, you don't understand. Super hot.
Super hot.
Can't walk.
I mean,
can't breathe.
Y'all from the south, well, the southeast. Can definitely understand because of the humidity. Mm-hmm. Like,
right.
Literally, I get it. No need to send us hate mail, bitch about it. I've been there. It's awful. But I'm telling you, there is something about this heat in Chicago right now where it is so thick. It is.
Oh, it's so fucking thick.
Even when you said that the first time, I was just like,
she.
No.
Mark.
No. Do not give him that. Do this not let him get into this show.
I know. It drives me crazy, but it is kind of funny.
Gee.
It's retarded.
Do you want to explain that?
No.
We have Mark.
Maybe it'll be a new thing.
Listener
no.
Mark first. Listener first, friend second Mark.
Mm-hmm.
Him and his roommates are lazy. And by lazy, they can't seem to be able to say, that's what she said. So they just look at each other and go, she.
And it really doesn't work for someone that doesn't get it. Like, that's not in on the joke. And it still doesn't work for me, even though I know.
Yeah, because we're walking down the street, you know, downtown, and you're just walking. I'm sitting here, she. And you're like, what? Like, for instance, the other day, we were all supposed to go see, we had tickets, and we're very excited on a Monday to go see the new Spider-Man movie.
Wasn't that, like, even before it's supposed to come out?
No,
it was supposed to come out on Tuesday or something.
Comes out on Tuesday.
Right?
This was on Monday.
Was it midnight or?
No. It was like those preview passes.
Oh, okay.
But generally, you know, those are like a month ahead or. Mm-hmm. For whatever reason, it was the day before. Mm-hmm. It was at the IMAX at Navy Pier. Mm-hmm. So we all know it's going to be busy. So we're all in line over an hour early. We didn't get in.
Like, how many people were cut off before you? Was it
like
5 people?
No,
like 20.
It was like at least like 30.
Maybe 30.
Okay. Maybe
but
like
the
30,
line.
500.
Have you ever been to the Navy Pier IMAX?
Mm-hmm. I went there for Allison
Wonderland. Allison
Wonderland
with me.
So the line went
where
out.
Where my hat and scarf got stolen and I had to freeze fucking to death.
Oh yeah, because you... freeze to death because you're
did.
Right here
I had to
you're right here you're not to death.
I no, like, people had to give me their scarves and I had to like wrap it around my head. I looked like Erykah Badu.
How did someone steal your shit at the movie?
They stole my hat and my gloves and my scarf because, well, you know how the seating is there.
No, I've never been there.
And I got up and I walked out the door and I came back to get my stuff and it was gone.
Oh, that was your problem.
And no one turned it in.
Of course not. But the line.
That was your problem.
It was. You left and came back.
Okay, you have to remember, I'm not used to wearing winter fucking clothes. Oh. So I was like dying.
True, true.
God, whatever.
So anyway.
That's your fault.
Uh-huh.
Are we still recording?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So no, the line, seriously though, was out the door, around.
Through some tubes and not your boobs.
All the way down past the food court. All the way through the food court, and was about ready to wrap around.
It was like already at like it was past. And
was this the only theater it was going to be at?
It was the only theater that was out of
at the IMAX. Yeah, there they gave that many free passes. They were probably a good 100 people behind us in line for over an hour, who did not get in as well. It was a little pissy, but we were like, whatever.
And then you went to Nookies.
Nookies for dinner. Yeah.
New Nookies or old Nookies?
New Nookies, because, you know, they're like, well, maybe the downtown. I'm like, I want to go home. Mm-hmm. So let's eat near home. Because I'm sure I'll have to poop at some point.
So have you saw Spider-Man?
No.
No.
Okay. I want to see it, but I can't see it during the week. I can't.
We were going to go Tuesday. What?
Nothing.
We were going to go on Tuesday because one of the Regal theaters have $6 tickets. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of been our date night.
Oh, maybe we'll do that too.
It's been our personal goal.
Yeah,
little...
not in our theater.
Wait, it's Regal, right?
What?
Yeah, the one.
So there's one on Western and one on Webster.
Yeah, we call, go the one on Western. They can go to Western. We don't have to go to the same movie.
But I want to see Spider-Man.
Well, we're not going to Spider-Man. We weren't going to go to Spider-Man on Tuesday. We didn't decide if it was going to be Brave, Magic Mike, Prometheus.
Wait, y'all haven't seen Prometheus yet?
No, because we didn't go with everyone else. So
I'm kind of down with that.
I had two of my, because, you know, I moved to a new area. I start on Monday, but two of the women are now my work wives, and I haven't even started over there yet.
Nice.
So they want me to go see Magic Mike with them on Wednesday.
Oh, cool.
And I'm like, no, I can't, because I have to, because I don't want anybody to know that I have a podcast there. And I'm going, I'm sorry, I have a weekly obligation on Wednesdays. I can't.
We may be going, did we say that we thought we'd go on Monday?
Monday.
Can you go on Monday? But it'll be downtown.
Can't do, if it's before like 7:30 or 8, I can't make it.
Could we?
We'll look up times.
Yeah, we'll look at times because Mark really wanted to go, $8. But his boss wants to go and he won't go by himself. John. Or John wants to go. So we're like, well,
I don't know if Mark wants to go.
I for some reason, I don't know how I confuse the two of them because they are not the same people.
I'm gonna tell John.
Stretch.
I'm gonna tell Mark and John.
In any
well, Mark
stretch,
will know, so you don't have to tell him.
Stretch before the of the imagination.
And well, Prometheus is good. I've already seen that. But I want to, this Saturday, I'm seeing a Abraham Lincoln Vampire Slayer or Hunter.
If I don't go out of town, when are you seeing it?
Saturday with George and Adam, like a matinee. Like,
where? Do you know?
Not yet. Wherever it's playing.
Well, playing everywhere, probably.
I haven't heard good things. And
Of course not.
Adam said he hadn't heard good things either.
What movie again?
Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
I heard good things.
I have not.
The books were really good. The movie sucks. I'm really pissed.
Please. The movie's going to suck.
I want to see Spider-Man, and I would like to see Batman, but I'll have to see that at a different time than everybody else.
Yeah, we're not going for the
group
showing.
We can see it together.
There we go, maybe.
We can't do the opening night, Thursday night.
Well, I don't mind opening night.
No, we do.
We do.
We can't.
And well, at the Icon, it's not so bad.
Well, no, exactly,
well,
because
yes,
you have assigned seats, and that's
but I'm
good
not
to go.
Gonna, that early in the day, getting downtown after work, and I know for you, it's almost impossible because you're commuting in.
I could
get off work a little early.
I don't know if I'll make it the 2 blocks.
But but honest, Scott.
Listeners, I work 2 blocks away from the theater.
Heat, you probably can't.
Work has been so fucking stressful that I can't imagine not having time to eat before the movie and then waiting in line for over an hour to hope that I'm not going to have to sit in the front row.
And my thing is, how old are we? Well, other than this young one.
We're in our 30s.
And it's okay to go to a movie at 10:30 or 11 o'clock at night, right? I mean, we've done that before, right?
On a Friday especially.
Yeah.
Yes. During the weeknight, no, because I'm in bed.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure that Fridays and Saturdays, we're not like old people and we can go to a late movie, right?
On a Friday or Saturday, absolutely.
Okay, perfect. Okay, well.
Monday, Tuesday, maybe. Wednesday, Thursday, Sunday,
Thursday, no.
If it has, if the theater has wine, yes.
But
and bacon popcorn.
If I go see The Apartment tomorrow, that, you know, is in the same building as Josh, I will only be steps away from Big Chicks. So Thursdays I can go and then come home around 10 and 11. I'll be okay.
Gross. Wow. I haven't been to Big Chicks in forever.
Wow. Wait, no, it starts at 10, doesn't it? Except for the 1 month where it's a happy hour.
Well, I can go for an hour.
Okay.
Drink a few beers and come home.
Drink a gallon
of
beer.
Be such a whore.
We drink a lot of Blue Moon this weekend.
How's the provider going to enjoy you living so close to Big Chicks?
He doesn't care.
Yeah, I'm sure he doesn't.
He doesn't care.
Mm-hmm.
What else are we going to talk about? Were we going to talk about the rest of the heat?
It's hot. I don't know.
My balls sweat.
I did want to mention my mom and my sister are still without electricity.
That
sucks. They've had really bad storms.
Sorry, fam.
Yeah, on the first show that you didn't hear,
Was awesome.
You heard some great,
the show was amazing.
Your great talks about butt sweat and sticking it in front of
the
fans.
Weather. And we were meteorologists for like, 40 seconds probably?
Yeah, yeah.
That was pretty awesome. Can I have some more of this?
Yeah, it's in there. It's still too, Ricky is leaving the show right now to refill his glass of Moscato. Barefoot Moscato, because Ricky likes it sweet. Yes,
nasty.
He does.
Nasty.
No, so so Ricky had Thanksgiving. Shit. 4th of July fun with our friends in an unair conditioned apartment, which I kind of forgot that his apartment Mark, sorry you're hearing this, but it had to have been hotter than fucking hell in there.
I don't even want to talk about the things that were happening to my body while I was in that apartment.
I mean, I'd imagine, because Mark, your apartment really is hot even when it's not summer.
Mm-hmm.
So now that thinking about it and hearing the stories and the windows not open and the one air conditioning off and then you blowing up breaker.
Wait, before you say this, is this going out before Sunday?
Why?
Yes.
So that Mark can hear what we're
doing. It's Friday.
Yes. Oh, because.
Oh.
Ricky. Ricky wanted to go out before Sunday because Ricky really wants to watch the movies at our house.
Yeah.
So if you hear this
before. I just
really
want to watch the movies. I don't care whose house it's at, just as long as it's air conditioned.
So if you hear this before I ask you, I think we need to move the movies to our house if you want people to come. Because if it is going to be 100, I don't know if I can do it either.
Waylon, I'm just thinking how you would have reacted there. I don't. Because we were all already testy with one another.
See, now, yeah, that's it. You're right, though. And if everyone else was pissy and then I'm hot and I'm watching the rest of our friends who are normally bitchy to each other, bitchy for reals, I think I could have probably snapped.
How about we were downstairs cooking the stuff on the grill? The plates got so hot that we had to wear oven mittens to take them upstairs.
What?
They were fucking hot. From the heat outside, because they're black plates, from the heat from the sun, and then also being next to the barbecue, we were like, ow! Like, it was crazy.
Hey, at least your hamburgers and hot dogs didn't get cold.
And they did not, and the hamburgers cooked in like 2.7 seconds.
How was his new grill?
It was good. It's a charcoal grill.
Yeah.
So it was good.
No, he's very excited about it. I'm happy he's got one.
I don't like charcoal grills, only because I don't like to clean up the mess.
Oh, see, I agree. I love the taste of food cooked on it. I will not own one. For instance, I love our gas grill that I have on my porch because I can turn it on. It heats up quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I can cook it. I can turn it off. I don't have to worry about, you know, making a chimney, heating the coals up, waiting, cooking.
But you know what? I like sometimes when they're the grills with the wood chips in it. I like that sometimes.
You can still get around some of that on your gas grill.
Yeah. Well,
But our neighbor,
you put it like in water or something and it boils it? Or
yeah, like in a pan too.
Oh, okay.
But like our neighbor they use charcoal. And mm-hmm. when he lights it up and we're grilling, no, it is like the smoke comes over and it's like, it smells good. And then I watch all the ash that's under his little trap and I'm like, I wonder how much of that is falling down to the people below us.
Oh, my God. See, that's the part I hate, the ash, and then mm-hmm. have to carry that downstairs. And then I also, I'm all about grilling, but I'm kind of freaked out about charcoal grills that have like meat product dripping off of it still when you go to use it next time.
Oh, but
I don't really like that.
Well, no, because you should clean it.
But not everyone does that.
Oh, yeah, because you clean it when it's hot and it's clean
it
the next
off.
Time. And
right.
then you brush it again when you reheat it.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, no.
But I've been to cookouts that I'm just like, seriously? How old is that piece of hamburger that's hanging from that grill?
Right.
Like, well, not Marx wasn't like that because it was new. I'm just saying in general.
Yep. Thank you for that because right. I can just imagine the tweets. What? My grill was not disgusting. He's very happy about this grill.
So we celebrated July 4th.
Yeah, we went to our federal agent friend's house. It was a very small gathering because he was on call. He couldn't drink, but we could. And oh, by the way, we've not discussed since the last show. James fucking Leroy. Now, first of all.
Oh, no. First of all, did he fall off the wagon already?
No. Well, actually.
Well, only for the meat.
Well, first of all, funny. We'll no, the show, to, the listeners don't know any about this at all, I don't think. First of all, I will, before I bitch, say that when I first started the Weight Watcher journey, before I fell off the wagon due to people dying all around me.
Right.
Death
Watch 2012.
Bradley James was very supportive.
He was.
Granted, because I think he knew that if he followed it, he would also lose weight.
Right.
But.
Didn't. I lost like 5 pounds.
Well, I lost like 20,000. 20 something, and then I gained it back. But this time, I'm having problems.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, thank God he's not saying, Waylon, if I'm doing this, you're doing this, because we're going to get some problems right now, because mom's got a juice right next to me, which is the wine. Cheers, Ricky. He gave up alcohol for the month.
I got orange juice. Let me cheer.
Bradley James gave up alcohol for the month of July because he drinks much more now that he's met me since he ever did.
And you know why? It's because I can afford it now.
Well, true, because
I couldn't before.
Or
with
that you're
somebody else.
Mentally abused and you have to have it.
What?
No, that's not it at all.
You mean because he is so over sex, he's tired, that's the only way he can wind down?
Yeah, right. Good one, Waylon.
That's the only way you can keep him off of you? Is yeah, that what
I'm like, oh, I'm so tired, I got a headache from the wine. Why did you drink 2 bottles? Oh, I'm not horny.
Rude.
And he gave up red meat.
Yes.
Now, here's some things about red meat, and let's have this conversation. Is pork a red meat?
Yes.
Okay.
Even though they call it the other white meat.
I don't disagree. And I first was having a cow. Not a cow, but I thought I was going through a depression.
He was having a pig.
I was going through some depression, the fact that I can't have real bacon in this house for a month because...
Turkey bacon's not so bad.
Yes, but I know.
You have to get the right brand, though.
But I'm telling... Ricky, you know, though.
I know what you mean.
There is nothing like real bacon.
On,
and now that
shrimp.
And,
oh, you don't eat shrimp.
No, but there's nothing like real bacon on anything. I'd probably eat more shrimp if it was wrapped in bacon. I love turkey bacon. I've lived on turkey bacon for years. But when you finally get back to the real thing and you have it in your house.
It's hard.
It is amazing. Mm-hmm. Like today, I had a grown-up grilled cheese sandwich that had bacon on it. And I added it. It didn't come with it.
Maybe you need to have a boyfriend that's severely allergic to red meat and red meat products. And then you'll learn.
No. Because you know what happens? Because you come over to my house and I make you bacon.
That's true.
But if I can't have it here, you're either coming over more or I don't know. Either way, so we go. First of all, we're in line for Spider-Man because it goes back to Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. Bradley James is hungry. We're in a fucking food court and we're like, we've got time because we've been waiting for an hour. He is stressing out that maybe the line's going to start moving before he's done. He goes to McDonald's. And we've had a conversation with other stuff. He comes back with two
cheeseburgers.
Cheeseburgers.
So here's what happened.
And I go, it is day two. This is July 2nd.
This
July
is what
2nd. And you've already eaten red meat.
Here's my thing.
Bring on the bacon.
I know, it's like.
No.
No.
Here's what happened.
I'll just add another day to the end of the month. It doesn't work that way.
Okay, no, seriously, this is what happened. This is my thought process. Okay, I need to get fast food and I need to get it really quick. And so I'm like, okay, there's a McDonald's. I'll go there. And I'm in
nuggets.
Line. And I'm in there. Chicken
sandwich.
I've done that. But we don't do chicken nuggets when we
fish
go to
fillet.
McDonald's usually. We do that at Wendy's. Anyway.
Fish fillet.
We get up there, and my usual when I go to McDonald's is the cheeseburgers. It was actually number four.
Four.
Remember?
Double
it's four
quarters.
It's right. Not number two. So I was
that's a double quarter.
And it was just like everyone is around. Everyone's like, ah, yeah, yeah. And you got like 12 kids over here. You got two adults in the army watching them. And
so
they
made you stress eat a hamburger.
Like, no, it was just like,
It made him stress eat red meat.
It distracted me. And I'm like, oh, I'll just have a number four. Diet Coke, thanks. And she hands it to me, and I grab it, and I go,
He came back. And I love that now he says that reaction. But when he first, he totally had already thought his justification for us all because he knew he was going to get hell. Because I am not back on Weight Watchers, but I am trying not to have French fries or like fried food for the month because that is, you know.
It's a downfall.
When we get stressed or it's too hot, we'll get in the car and we'll go to Wendy's. Mm-hmm. And, you know.
But you guys have a Wendy's close to you.
Well, it's not super close, but it's not closer really. Than where you are. Yes. Yeah. Or we'll go to McDonald's or whatever because it's so fast. Or like at lunch. I don't have time sometimes to sit down somewhere or make something. But I have time to get in my car, go to the McDonald's that's, you know, a block away, mm-hmm. come back and still make my call. And yet I got out of the house.
You breathe.
I breathe. But I'm like, I can't eat McDonald's every fucking day. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I'm at least going to try. Before I get back on the Weight Watcher stuff, I'm like, I'm giving up the fried foods for the month or whatever. The motherfucker comes back with two hamburgers and French fries and is sitting in line in front of my face. And I'm like, not only did you cheat, but now there's fucking French fries in that bag.
Can you believe they handed me this?
How dare you?
So then we are at John's house for 4th of July. And I told him to let John know, or at least let me know so we could pick up something to take with him. Because John was planning on doing like brats and burgers. Mm-hmm. Not.
You could do chicken or turkey brats.
Right. Well, but, you know, John wouldn't have done that because he was. You know, why would he think about that? Because I don't think he told John he was not eating red meat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We get there.
Tell everyone you're not
everything
eating red meat.
Everything has bacon in it. Yes. And then someone bought, TJ brought cheddar brats. So then we have the conversation. Everyone's like, well, it's pork. It's the other white meat. He bought into it for the day because he needed food. He ate, and then
for the day.
And I go, if you're going to eat this, we're having bacon.
Here's the
because
thing.
Bacon is the other white meat then.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. It is not necessarily something that I needed to take out of my diet completely. It was something that I'm trying to be a little bit better in my choices, and I'm going to be at the rest of the month having no red meat.
But that those includes... were two bad. Those were two bad choices 2 days in a row.
No, it wasn't. It was a
no,
day after
every other day.
Oh, different. Oh, you only do even numbers. I
yeah,
like
even
that.
Numbers. Yeah. So Sunday
and there's more odd numbers in July. It works out.
So Sunday, Tuesday. Sunday and Tuesday, he ate no red meat.
Okay.
But Monday and Wednesday, he did.
What about today? No.
No.
So no, we had chicken sausage.
Tomorrow.
Today. We had chicken sausage.
Tomorrow, what do you have?
Tomorrow, I will probably have a big ol' steak.
Oh, God. That sounds
tube
so damn good.
Steak.
Doubtful.
<That's white. laughs> I hope.
No, it's definitely it's definitely white. Maybe a little pink.
Well, yeah, a little.
So anyway, this month is going to be...
You would know, Ricky. Triad.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Wait, actually, literally...
It's been so long, I forgot.
Literally, he wouldn't know, but the two of you have traded some pictures... Back when you
that's
were
so,
MySpace friends.
That's so like 1993. When he was, no, not 93. When he was over 18.
Do you think that his penis
wait,
has changed
in 93
since
I was
then?
A kid too, so it's okay.
We were like, what? We were 14.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We were freshmen.
That's totally okay.
We were freshmen and sophomores in high school.
It's totally okay.
And I was 9.
Shut
two.
Up. 2, yeah.
So, you guys, yesterday we celebrated July 4th. We went to the beach and watched the fireworks. But this is the thing. During that day, I had watched a bunch of videos of fireworks gone wrong.
Oh, my God.
And so,
what?
Like, every fucking second one went off. I was like, oh, my God.
Hey, wait, though.
That was so fucking close.
You live in the pseudo ghetto, too.
How
is 4 that?
4 o'clock this morning. 4 o'clock this morning.
Last night. This is
it
why
like war in our alley.
Everyone,
I thought I was in Syria.
I posted that I was, you know, tired today.
Syria.
And people didn't quite understand. I'm like, even in our neighbor, we walked when we came home from the bus.
Did you think you were getting shot?
Yes. And the guy right there was doing big ones. I walk out to water the neighbor's plants. I come back. Oh my God, that was so fucking scary. He's like, what? I'm like, literally, he's like, not tiny fireworks.
Like right here.
Like he literally went like across 4 state lines to get these.
Right.
And did them in our alley.
4
and
state lines. He went out of to China.
Wait.
He went out to China.
I'm just saying.
China, little... what state?
Oh my God, people, why are you.
China, the country.
China, Texas.
Ricky. Bradley James' joke wasn't funny, and you're feeding into it and making
I'm
it worse.
I'm trying to make it funny.
No, it was funny.
It wasn't.
Do you know in Indiana and what other states are around here? Wisconsin? Do you know they have professional companies that people can hire from Chicago to come to your private party and do fireworks, even though it's illegal? You believe that? That's crazy.
Like because they're pyrotechnic specialties.
Right. But, and it's illegal to have fireworks in Illinois.
I'm sure there's No, it's because it's so dry and it's so congested and so tight.
No.
Out at the lake. Well, I guess the city has the fireworks. Yeah. But did all the other fireworks that were out, it was fucking crazy. Like, we were sitting on the wall of the lake, and, like, people were, like, like jumping off the wall, like, because people were setting off fireworks, and it, like went off in a group of five people. And people were like, oh, my God! You know, just, what? Like... And then they were having... It was really weird. We were at the gay beach, but then there was this, like, straight circuit party.
So since you were that north...
It was really weird.
Since you were that far north, were you watching Chicago's or Evanston's?
Oh, no. Let's talk about Josh real quick. Because Josh said, oh, you can see the city fireworks from the gay beach.
No, you watched Evanston's.
No, we were looking at the skyline. We could see the skyline, but the trees were covering all the fireworks.
Yeah, because when you go farther north, like right where you were, you're getting close enough where you can see Evanston's instead of the Navy Pier.
We should have went up more north.
Yeah.
But we were walking.
We should have turned around.
It was too fucking hot. I don't know. I was like, when we were at John's house and, you know, he was on call.
We got in the water.
I was like, I like fireworks and being with my friends, but I could not have handled being outside.
It wasn't bad in the water. Well, like,
if you're in the water, yeah.
But all the straight people that were there was crazy. Like, they were doing some crazy fucking shit. I don't know if they were, like, rolling on E or what. But they were all in the water. It reminded me.
No, this weekend, but I thought it was farther south, was the big electronic dance festival.
Yeah, it is farther south.
This wasn't a festival. It was just a huge tent with people dancing, and they had laser lights and all that shit. But it was really weird. Do you know that episode of True Blood? And it's probably the only one episode I've seen where... Like, all those freaky people are having, like, they were animals and they turned into humans and they're, like, having sex in the woods and stuff. And they're all, like, moving weird. That's how it was in the lake. Like, literally, I think the lake was full of jizz and pussy juice. Just full.
Nice.
All of it.
Oh, that's hot.
That, I don't know if we can talk about your last show, but speaking of that, reminds me of my favorite moment of Bradley James' family's visit. His youngest sister was on the rag. She's 13. And the mom was like, we're going to go swimming at the beach. Mom, I can't. I'm on my period. She's like, it's okay, honey. There's no sharks in Lake Michigan. It just cracked my shit up.
You know what I also just thought, and this is really kind of nasty with my, just because it was because of my sister. She's a diabetic for the listeners. Can you test?
Diabetes is fine.
She's got the sugars.
No, you can don't.
The sugars.
Are you, please, Bradley. Are you literally going to ask if
not
you can
for
check
real. I was
your
not
blood sugar
for real.
From menstrual fluid?
Oh, I bet you could.
I don't think you
It'll
can.
It'll be a little chunky.
Let's
but
Google this.
It's not all blood. Oh
no,
my God.
It's like skin, too.
Call the ex. This is our Ask the Expert, and we're calling Lori. She's a nurse and a lesbian.
Okay.
So she's.
Wait, where are we at? Do fingers.
You can't ask him where we're at and then tell him to do fingers.
Right here. We're at 28.
That's getting a little long.
Do we save? Is this the.
Yes, segue? This is the end.
No, this is the. What's it called? The cliffhanger.
We have to open our presents. You guys got two presents.
No, I'm opening it.
Well, I know, but we have to do one of these on the show, and then the next one from the 3Ms on the next show.
The 3Ms?
Melissa, Melinda, Miranda.
Yes, gotcha.
So, you guys, we got a package.
So the cliffhanger, Ask the Expert, menstrual fluid / diabetes training.
Sugars.
Testing. I got the sugars. On the second show. So, yes, I can't believe Ricky did not open this, but apparently, according to the provider, he had to hide it in his trunk so that we could actually open this on air.
I actually touched it for, like, a total of 20 minutes, and I was like this. Singapore. Is there a crack? No.
So, yes, so it's from a listener in Singapore, and it is from
Ed Chan,
which... Which Bradley, on something you don't know about, had a very interesting comment about. But you'll have to listen to that. We'll do the card first.
I love you, Ed Chan.
Well, wait. Ed Chan's been he's a new listener. He's been listening, I forget, maybe about a month or so. And he went back and listened to some of the old shows. So he sent us a card and this gift. Go ahead.
So there's a really Abercrombie hot guy on the front of the card.
So what'd you get me?
Said thank you. It said... Disclaimer, guy on front cover is not me, but I'm working on it.
We all are.
But thank you very much. Hi, Ricky and James and Waylon. Love listening to you guys on Foul Monkeys. Ricky, please stop apologizing for old episodes. The sound really wasn't bad at all, for at least it didn't sound bad when downloaded from iTunes. Please keep the episodes coming and wishing you guys lots of happy years to come. Attached is a pledge? I don't know. Your writing is special, Mr. Singapore. Is a plush toy of our local pride equivalent since we're not allowed to parade in our country.
Oh.
It may look familiar since Utah just had a similar even just last year. Hopefully it will make a cute addition to your studio decor. Oh. Lots of love, Ed Chen. And then he sent a little business card up that said Hong Kong Lime Park, 6/30/2012, 6 p.m., pink dot, 2012.
I saw that on
supporting
Facebook.
The love of freedom. And it's like several hundred people in pink in front of in a park. Join us for the first night out. Everyone deserves the freedom to love and be loved. Last year, over 10,000 Singaporeans and PRs gathered to show their support for a more inclusive and open society. This year, Pink Dot is made a little extra special with our first ever night out. Come be a part of a pink dot that comes to life as day fades into dusk. Come make a stand for the freedom to love. Details at pinkdot.sg. So we got this this little plush toy.
Aww.
That is a gigantic, happy, dancing pink
That's
dot.
That's so cute.
So it maybe looks like that they
pictures.
Must that we must have gone to the park. Everyone must have gone to the park and held those up.
Take my fucking picture.
Chill.
We'll do it at the
end.
The
we'll
break.
Do it all together. We'll do it all.
We'll do it at the break.
And it'll be our new art for the Facebook page.
But I have to say, thank you so much for sending this. I think that it's really special and fun for people from other countries showing us how they celebrate Pride when they can't. And I think it's actually kind of empowering and really special that you sent this. So.
And we celebrate Pride by getting crowded and drinking.
And puking on the streets and pissing all over the place.
Which this kind of brings it back to...
peace.
Back to what really matters and the fact that the rest of the world does have a long way to go.
And even we feel like we have a long way to go, but there are some other places that have a really long way to go.
But I also love that this is the way the Asians did it, because this is exactly how I would assume they would, with little plushy pink cute toys.
Right. It's so cute. Thank you, Ed. We really
appreciate
it.
Thank you, Ed. Thanks. Yes, this is the best gift ever.
It is.
Yes.
And it's the furthest one we've gotten so far since we've been.
Yeah, because Nanad hasn't sent us physical mail.
No, but Nanad has sent us...
pictures.
Very nice pictures. He's on vacation right now in Croatia.
For another 4 months, right?
I think if we want to have a really good show at Pride 48, I think it should be the unveiling to us of Nanad's naked pictures.
Yes.
The first time we ever see them will be live on Pride 48.
Heaven.
And we won't share them with anyone else, but boy, will we make a stink and a stain.
All right, we're out here. This is Ricky.
This is James LaRue.
And this is Waylon.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Waylon Willie, James LaRue FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.